Tyler Williams here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Like we do each week, we are speaking with Mike Scouten, owner and operator of Mission Dairy down in Hereford. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Tyler, I'm doing wonderful. It's great to be talking to KGNC again this week and get some dairy broadcast out there.
Perfect. Well, let's start off with blocks and barrels.
You bet. Midday Tuesday, we saw that block cheese closed at $2.12 per pound, and that was down 7 cents a pound with one lot being traded. And I think that we saw that fall off come off the heels of a global trade event that occurred over in New Zealand and kind of a little bit of a track on that. Barrel cheese closed at $2.02 per pound, and that was down a penny with zero lots being traded. We saw that non-fat dry milk closed at $1.84.5 per pound, unchanged with five lots being traded. Butter closed at $2.73.5 per pound, unchanged, no lots traded. And then finally, dry whey closed at 75¾ cents per pound, unchanged, and no lots traded.
All right, so now let's jump into the global trade event.
You bet. Over in New Zealand, we saw that skim milk powder traded at $2.06 per pound, and that is up 1.5% from the last event, and that compares to that $1.84 that we're seeing at the CME. We saw that whole milk powder trades at $2.08 per pound, and that is down 3.5% from the last event. Cheddar traded at $2.91 in New Zealand, and that is up 0.3%, so barely a movement on cheddar over in New Zealand. And that does compare to that $2.12 that we're seeing at the CME. So the minor movement over in New Zealand probably caused the fall of our block price at the CME on Tuesday. Butter closed over in New Zealand at $3.16 per pound, and that was down 2% from the last event, and that does compare to that $2.73 that we're seeing at the CME. And then finally, lactose, a product that's used for blending into powder products as well as an energy supplement to our Texas calf ranches, is trading at 73 cents per pound, and that is down 1% off the last event.
All right, so now let's jump into the January exports report.
You bet. In January, we saw that U.S. cheese exports started the year on a strong foot, rising to 65 million pounds, and that is up 17% versus last year. Much of the additional volume was shipped to Mexico, where the sales to Mexico totaled 17 million pounds in January, and that was compared to the 9.6 million pounds that Mexico took this time last year in January. On the import side, we saw that cheese purchases totaled about 29 million pounds, and that was very steady with what we saw a year ago in January. Again, our leading customers for cheese are Mexico, South Korea, and Japan, and the average trade value on the cheese was $2. We saw that butterfat demand still remains very, very strong. The U.S. butter exports for the month of January totaled 7.8 million pounds, and that is up 25% from the 2021 numbers. The U.S. butter imports also went up year over year, and that ended up at 6.7 million pounds, and that is 67% higher than last year. So lots of cheese imports, fair amount of exports, so lots of cheese being traded around the world. Our leading customers for our cheese were Canada, Bahrain, and South Korea. Average trade value on the cheese was a $2.05. So I believe that cheese was trading at about $1.90 in the month of January. So to see that $2.05 means there was a bit of a premium on those trade values for the cheese. Over on the powder milk exports, we saw that it took a bit of a hit. It went down to 131 million pounds, and that's down about 5% year over year, and there were lower sales going into Mexico with only 46 million pounds being shipped into Mexico in the month of January versus 54 million pounds a year ago. Also, volume of powder going into Vietnam was down. It totaled about 10 million pounds in January, and that is down from the 15 million pounds that Vietnam took a year ago. So both countries down about 5 million pounds, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're seeing that rising cost of powder out there on the market, and it's not only here in the U.S., it's worldwide, so it should come around to once the need is filled. Again, leading customers of U.S. powder, Mexico, Philippines, and Vietnam, average trade value about $1.50. So with the current market value of powder trading in that $1.84 range, then we're going to see that these are very good values for the month of January to be trading at that $1.50. Finally, on the export report, we saw that U.S. dry whey export had their weakest showing since January of 2019, and they only came in with about 26.5 million pounds, 35% lower than this time last year. Exports to China sank to 8 million pounds, down from the 22.6 million pounds in January 2021. We saw that WPC-80, the high protein content used in infant formula and, of course, weightlifter diets, they also suffered. They went down to about 9 million pounds, which is 20% lower than last year. And again, leading customers, China, Canada, and Vietnam, average trade value is 63 cents. And that 63 cents is well below the numbers that we're seeing at the CME of 75.75. So that does mean there's some discounting going on the product that's being exported.
All right, so now let's jump into the Class 3 and 4 pricing.
You bet. Midday Tuesday, we saw a little bit of a reaction on the Class 3 pricing. In March, it's dropped down to a 22.32. April dropped down to a 23.22. May dropped down to a 23.72. June coming in at 23.86. When we move into the third quarter, we've got January trading Class 3 at 23.90 and July trading 23.90 and September finishing it up at 23.70. And when we move into the fourth quarter, we've got October trading at a 23.40 and finishing up in December at 22.22 on the Class 3. Moving over to the Class 4, not nearly the move off of those blocks and barrel prices that you would might expect to see. We saw that March is still trading at a 24.80. The second quarter of 2022 is trading a 25.20 to a 25.15 in June. Third quarter opening up in July at 25.15 and finishing up in September at 24.70. And then fourth quarter opening up in October on Class 4, 24.35 and finishing out the year in December at 23.50.
All right, so now as we wrap things up, let's talk dairy RP.
You bet. I just want to remind all listeners that today, 9 o'clock, is the last minute that you can get your dairy RP for second quarter of 2022 in. So if you haven't done so, you should do so rapidly. What we're seeing on Q2, these are numbers off of Monday. We're seeing Q2 at 22.87 for 30 cents on Class 3. Class 3 Q3, 22.86 for 56 cents, and Q4, 21.88 for 63 cents. Going over to the Class 4 side, we're seeing Q2, 23.91 for 25 cents. That seems to be a very good value. And Q3, 22.86 for 56 cents, and Q4, Class 4, trading 22.72 for 77 cents.
And, Mike, what is something our listeners can look forward to for next week?
Oh, next week's big reports. We're going to be talking milk production report, and obviously on the heels of that lower dairy products report that we saw that we talked about last week. And then we'll go into a cold storage report as well. And, you know, the big look at the cold storage report is what are cheese inventories doing? Did we see enough demand take that cheese out of inventory? And with the strength that we saw in the exports on cheese, you can only imagine that there was somewhat of a drawdown. Also, you would expect that if we're seeing a continued reduction of milk production here in the U.S., that cheese manufacturing may have slowed down as well. So those will be the two big ones we're looking at next week.
Well, perfect, Mike. As always, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Tyler. Thank you.
That's going to wrap up things here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Make sure you tune in bright and early Thursday morning for more.